Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here. There's been a lot of exciting days here, sitting here at this table, and today's no different. We were fired up before the draft. We're ecstatic now, and we still have a couple more days to go here. But today, right now, is about Mike. We want to thank him and Ashley for being here. He's had a long night. I don't know if he slept at all, but we're extremely, extremely happy with the outcome of last night's draft. We're happy for him to be here. Without further ado, Mike Evans.
Very excited to be in Tampa. As if you watched the draft last night, you see me get emotional, crying like a little baby. I didn't expect to do that, but realizing my dreams coming true, it finally hit me. I'm just really happy to be a Buck. The city's nice, great state. I feel my style of play fits well here, and my dream's coming true, and I'm working my hardest to be the best player I can be and the best teammate I can be, and just help the team win games.
Mike, take us inside those emotions. What were you feeling? Why did it all come out? What were you thinking about? Was it the journey? Take us behind those emotions last night.
Yeah, we got the call. It sunk in, but not as much. And then, when they called my name, I had my daughter in my hand at the time. I guess I just been holding it in the whole time, not trying to show any emotion. It just hit me. I can't explain it. It just came out of nowhere. It's kind of embarrassing to me, maybe not some people, but it's embarrassing to me. I try to be a tough guy, you could say. But, it was a great moment, just realizing my family. I get to take care of my family now and, just do what I love.
You mentioned, you hugged your mom, and of course you had your daughter. Talk about what your mom has meant to you and also how your daughter has changed your life.
My mother, man, she's a, people thought she was my big sister. When she dropped me off at school, she had me at 14 years old. And, just watching her struggle, doing everything, she did for us, me, my brother, and my sister. She did everything, she could do so we could have, whatever we wanted. And, I applaud her for that, and I'll always be indebted to her. And, I want to give her the world. And, my daughter, I was all on the field. It's extra motivation. That was the draft night was the second best night of my life after, when she was born. And, she's just, so fun to be around. I want her to grow up better than I did. So, I'm going to use that as motivation on the field and off the field. And just happy to be a Buck, man.
Can you describe what the last 24 hours has been like and just everything you went through from draft day leading up to waiting for that pick?
It's been hectic. I haven't slept yet in the past 24 hours, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Visited the hospital yesterday. They walked us around, did a lot of stuff before the draft, and the draft started, got the call, did a whole bunch of interviews after that. And that's pretty much it. Flew in this morning. But the process, leading up to this day has been very long. I thought at a point that it'll never get here. But all my hard work's paying off and living out my dream.
Mike, how much interaction did you have with Coach Smith at the pro day at Texas A&M? Did you have a sense of the team's interest then?
A little. I met with Coach Hayes, Stoker. Met with at the combine. I got a good vibe from Coach Smith. But, he's a great coach. I'm glad I got to play for him.
How much does your upbringing motivate you on the football field through college and now in the NFL? How much does that push you to be as good as you can be?
It motivates me a lot. My father passed away when I was 9 years old. And, man, he was big on sports. He wanted me to just play sports. When I was a kid, I liked playing sports, but when he died, I started playing everything with an edge about me because I wanted him to be proud of me. He's up looking down on me now. And, I just use that as motivation, my father.
Did you become the man of the house at age 9?
You could say that. My brother's dad was around, a couple of years after my father passed. But, I had to, look out for my brother and sister and my mom even more. So,
be honest, did you want to be an NBA star or an NFL star?
I wanted to be both.
Basketball skills, being a basketball standout growing up, help you here, and how much have they attributed to the transition to football?
It helps a lot, you know. When you see me go off for catches, you know, treating it like a rebound, boxing guys out, using my God-given talent, using my big body to box guys out for catches, tough catches, and learning how to get position. But the transition was easy because I had a lot of great coaches and a lot of great people around me to help me, get here. So the transition was real easier than, it looks. But, I'm just very blessed.
Well, what was your proudest moment off the field in your upbringing? You said you were kind of man of the house. But does one moment stick out as, I'm growing through this time right now?
My proudest moment off the field, growing up or just in general?
Growing up.
Growing up? So many choices, man. Proudest moment growing up, I think we took a vacation my sophomore year. And, we never had the money to do that. But, a hurricane hit my city, and we got insurance money. And my mom, always talked about going on vacation. So we went to the Dominican Republic, and we had a great time, great family time.
Your high school coach in Galveston also coached Anthony Collins in high school. Is he someone you heard about when you were playing for him, or do you know him at all?
He told me about him. I haven't looked into it. But, my 11th grade year, he came and talked to me and said he had a player at, I don't know what school it was, but he was a lineman, I believe. Yeah, and then he just told me about his story. And then kind of intrigued me a little bit. Still didn't want to come out, and then I came out the year after, and it worked out for me. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Mike, you started out looking, and knowing the Buccaneers may be interested, and you looked at the roster, and you saw a guy like Vincent Jackson on this team. Tell me what your thoughts were, and now what your thoughts are that you're going to be a teammate of this guy.
I was eager to come to Tampa Bay. I really wanted Tampa Bay to pick me. I was praying they wouldn't pass on me. But, Vincent Jackson, that'll be great. It's going to be great playing with him. I've heard so much things about him already, a lot of guys telling me he's a great person. His receiver coach in San Diego, James Lofton, who I was working with in San Diego, told me he's a great guy, and that'll be a good fit to go to Tampa Bay and learn from him. So, I'm just ready to learn from him, and hopefully we can do some great things together.
Is that why Tampa Bay was so high on your list, because James Lofton had told you about it, or what was it about the Bucks that made you want to play here?
The conference. The conference is one of the best conferences in the league. Playing alongside Vincent Jackson, I feel that we can have a lot of success. Josh McCown at the helm, good running back, great defense. So I feel like I fit perfect in this system. Physical team, and I think I fit that.
Playing with Johnny Manziel, what did that do for your game?
Made me keep my head on a swivel. never knowing where he's gonna go. But he was a great player, man. He made me better. I made him better. We had a great relationship. One of my best friends. It was great playing for him, playing with him. Yeah.
Mike, I spoke to Jake Matthews last night and asked him something similar. What does he think the transition from playing with someone like Johnny to protecting Matt Ryan is going to be like? I'll ask you the same thing. Catching balls from either Josh or Mike Glennon, how is that going to be different from playing with a quarterback like Johnny?
I don't think it'd be different. I think I'll transition fine. Maybe they don't run as much, so maybe more balls to go around. But, I think it'll be just fine.
You added a fair amount of muscle and bulk to your frame in 3 years at A&M. Just talk about how Dave Kennedy was involved in that and what it means to be able to work with him now with the Bucs.
That was great. I didn't even know he was here, man, until last night. But, my first year coming in, I was 205 pounds. And then he got me to 235 by the end of the year, But it was good. It was good weight though. Good weight. He's a great strength coach. Happy to be working with him again.
Mike, working with James Lofton, what did you learn from him in the short time you got to work out with him?
He's a great dude, man. He taught me about the finer points of route running, getting in and out of my breaks, learning to get in the DB's blind spot, all those good things. But he taught me what I need to do to have success in this league. And he just taught me about, being a man. He's teaching me how to be a great man. And, yeah, you can go ahead.
Which Eddie was talking about how you found an article about Larry Fitzgerald talking about optimal weight and getting yourself to the perfect weight. How much do you think that helped you getting from maybe 240 down into the high 220s and playing lighter this past year?
That helped a lot. You know, playing weight, you play too heavy, you know, that can cause injuries. You know, I think that's why my freshman year I strained my hamstring. You know, I wasn't watching my weight as well. This past year I honed it in playing like 230, 235 range, and I kept it there. But, you know, it's a big factor. You know, you never know how fast you can play, you know, until you get to your optimal weight.
James Lofton gave you some tips on how to be successful in this league. What were some of the tips that he gave you? I assume it's not just on the field stuff either.
Like I said, by being a great person and being a great teammate, you know, nobody wants to be around. You know, nobody wants to play with somebody they can't be around, you know, off the field. So he was just telling me about that, you know, just telling me you got to be tough. You know, he said I wouldn't have a problem with that. He thought I was tough already, but he said I'll be fine.
You're known for being a bit of a trash talker on the field?
I mean, I talk a little smack.
You were in a car accident where you were thrown from the vehicle. I mean, mm-hmm. I know you wear your seatbelt now. I said that, but do you consider yourself lucky? In some ways, do you say, maybe I'm supposed to be here, Kevin?
I was blessed, man. This is all God's doing. When I was ejected, that's what I did immediately. I thank God, because nothing was broken. Nothing was broken. My ear split in half, cut over my eye. That's it. You know, just some love taps. Nothing. It was nothing too major. And I just thank God right away. Nothing was broken. Got to play football that year.
Just to reflect on your life's journey so far, could you have ever dreamed of a moment like as better as it is right now?
It's so surreal, man. It comes down to God again. You know, he's great. You know, I never thought, you know, come from Galveston, Texas, you know, where I come from, it's hard to make it out of there. And you know, I did it. You know, I had a lot of help, though. You know, God's blessed me with a lot of great people around me. And I'm just blessed, man.
Would you sum up what you're bringing to this football team? Who are you?
I'm Mike Evans. I'm going to do anything it takes to win. I'm going to get involved in a run game. I'm going to be physical. I'm going to go up and get the 50-50 balls. You know, I'm just going to be a great teammate and you know, try to bring leadership.
Mike had talked about yesterday that he didn't get a personal visit here. How much did you need to learn about him at the combine? And you know, why did you not bring him in? Did you get enough information that you needed?
Well, I mean, we didn't feel like we did need to. But, you know, I have a few ties in Texas. I think I've talked to you about that. We had a chance to talk to a lot of people, Dave Kennedy on the staff. We felt like we knew Mike, but watching him at the combine from afar, even A&M visit, we all went down there. We took a big group down there, but we snuck out fairly early. I felt like we had all the information we needed to know. Jason and his crew did a great job, so didn't feel like we needed any more information. We love Mike from the start and just, you know, couldn't believe we were high-fiving and we got a chance to take
it. So part of it to hide your interest as well?
It has to be that way, correct?
Johnny was quoted before the combine saying, this guy loves football. You don't know how driven he is. He's out to prove people wrong. What do you think you have to prove wrong?
Prove people wrong?
Yeah.
I think there are people, you know, criticize me on speed and route running maybe. And that, you know, I've only been playing football for the past 4 years. But, you know, I'm just going to, you know, just prove it in my game, you know, try to fight for a starting job right away. And you know, I've been working on my route running. Speed, I mean, I'll let people see if I get caught or anything like that. But, you know, I don't think I have to prove too many people wrong.
You were 13 in college. Will you wear that for the Bucs? And is there a story behind the number?
It's no story to it. It's just – I was the best number available. I was number 82 my redshirt freshman year, and I was looking for a new number. I wanted to get number 5, my high school number. Wasn't available, so 13 was available, so I took that.
We plan on wearing 13 for the Bucs. Do you know?
Yeah, I wore 13.